the Disability Law Center, some parents, and even the state's Department of Education and Early Development have said the Dillingham City School District came up short in how it delivers special education services to students. Bill McLeod is the superintendent.
That allegation is correct in a very limited number of kids. I don't want to say that we didn't have problems, because we recognize that we did. And we also recognize that these allegations, that they have some merit.
But McLeod says the school district has already taken corrective action and improved the situation, because he says delivering the range of special education services to the children who need them is a big priority for the district.
It is a priority for us, and it is very important. And it doesn't matter if you're a special education kid or just a regular ed kid. If you've got instructional needs, we've got a responsibility to assist with that. Special education is unique in that you have a lot of federally mandated and state mandated procedures and processes that you have to ensure that you're implementing. And there's a pretty high standard that you're held to. We went through an audit 2 years ago on our special education program by the Department of Education, and we were fined to be like 98% compliant, which is very, very high for any school district.
But McLeod says last year the district would not have met that threshold on account of the way the individualized education plans, or IEPs, of about 10 Head Start preschoolers were handled.
And it isn't that they weren't receiving services. Unfortunately, we had staff that weren't documenting appropriately in the IEP, weren't doing their due diligence in recording if they went down there and did physical therapy with student A on Monday or Thursday or Friday and for the appropriate time that was in the IEP. So a lot of what we discovered was we couldn't substantiate, even if we had provided the service, in the manner that was expected, and that's by this record keeping.
McLeod says since the district was notified last school year, it has been taking steps to fix the problems delivering special ed at Head Start.
Number one, the staff that were involved down there from our end are no longer down there. We have implemented a plan for improvement. We have put in new documents, if you would, for recording and documenting and ensuring that the services are provided. We've been having reevaluations of the IEPs for all the kids to ensure that what's supposed to be in that IEP is in that IEP. And then secondly, if it's in the IEP and agreed upon in the process, that we are in fact delivering the services like we've said in the IEP.
McLeod says the district has tried to be responsive to parents, the state, and the Disability Law Center, which filed the complaints. He believes the district has corrected most of the concerns brought forward and is in the process of addressing the others on agreed-upon timelines. He says when the lawyers get involved, it does become more complicated for the district and the parents to work together. It could also get more costly. And the Disability Law Center attorney warned concerned parents they should expect to see the district spend a lot more money on legal bills the longer the district drags its feet on these complaints. McLeod says that's not really been the case.
We have incurred some additional expenses relative to our district's attorney, because once you get a lawyer letter from Disability Law, we're not lawyers, and we need to ensure that the district's interests are protected also, as well as the staff involved. And so if I get a lawyer letter from Disability Law, I'm going to call my lawyer and say, how do you think I ought to go forth with this? Has that significantly increased our expenses for attorney fees? No. We have averaged around, $7,000 to $15,000 a year. We've seen that increase a bit last year and this year. Not solely because of Disability Law. We've had a number of kind of serious personnel issues that you need your attorney involved with, and other issues, as well as Disability Law. And so we have increased the budget, but it's still not a significant portion of the budget.
Whether it gets costly or not, McLeod says the district knows its priorities, and he says he welcomes the outside advocacy of groups seeking what's in the best interest of the students.
And if we can improve, one of my mantras, if you will, is improvement leads to excellence. We're not a perfect organization, but we're working for improvement. We've shown a lot of improvement over the last many years. This is an area where we identified we can make some improvements, and we are.
Cloud says he encourages any of the parents who have questions about their children's education, especially in instances when compensatory services are due to special ed students, to talk with the teachers, principals, or the school district administrators. He said he believes parents will find willing partners in the district who want to provide anything they can to ensure a good educational experience for the kids. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.